When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters. The hockey moms and hockey dads and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 85. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your other host, Breezy.
And I did something really spooky yesterday, but I feel like we should talk about that at the end of the show.
Okay.
And then I think you'll really appreciate it. But I feel like there's a little too much hockey to get to. And I'll save the personal story for later.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's jump into it.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So first we need to just quickly recap from last week. How did your Kings do against your Preds this week?
The Kings lost against the Preds. So
ooh.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to have to say this. And there I go, turning my head again. See, I told you, I turn my head when I talk. It's so weird. Now I just don't even know what I was talking about.
The Preds, Kings, Preds beating Preds, the Kings.
Yes, so Preds beating the Kings. The Kings lost, and the Kings have lost every single game since their home opener. They're like, I don't know, 1-2-1, 1-2-5, 1-2, I don't even know at this point. But, you know, I didn't want to have to bring this up, but I think it's probably worth stating. I wore my Gretzky jersey and a King shirt on game day when I went to the game. I've not worn King's gear since. Maybe I need to wear something for them to win.
Because you wore your Preds gear watching that game at home, right?
I did, yeah.
Or maybe it was just a fluke that the Kings started out so well.
It's true. It is true.
Or your jinx is back, and we need to remind everybody that if Breezy believes she's a jinx, she's a jinx.
You know, I didn't want to say it. I don't believe I'm a jinx at this point because you just got to play good. Drew Doughty got hurt in the last game. Or not the last game, the second to last game. We were recording this on a Sunday. So injuries really get you, man. Injuries get you. Your team spirals, and then they spiraled against the St. Louis Blues on their first 1-7-3. So I feel like every single game that happened this past Saturday, there were so many goals that were scored. I mean, the Penguins beat whoever they were playing, the Maple Leafs. Penguins beat the Maple Leafs like 7-2 or whatever it was too. I'm like, what is happening?
And there was, I think, two more hat tricks this week as well. Like, what's going on?
I mean, I'm loving seeing all these goals being scored, right? That's the fun part of the game. But
oh yeah.
I just wish it was on the opposite end sometimes.
Exactly. Speaking of teams just dropping the puck, the Hawks stink so flippin' bad right now. They smell like a car full of dead fish that has been sitting in the sun for a day. It's so bad. Like, I'm just like at a loss watching them play. And the correspondences I have with fellow Hawks fans on Instagram are just this exact same. We all feel the same. It's like, they're like, fire Colleton. He's not going to be around. Forget it. Like, this is not working. It's just really sad. I'm going like, am I allowed to pick a new team at this point? Or am I just stuck with them in this situation.
mean, you don't have to ask me. I think that it's good to have multiple teams. That way, when one team sucks, you are like, you know what, it's okay. But when, when all three suck, then you resort to baseball. And I'm happy at baseball right now.
Because you're Braves, shockingly, Breezy is a Braves fan, not a
Yeah.
Dodgers fan, right?
No. Oh, I grew up a Dodgers fan and I liked the Dodgers for a
Oh,
super long time, but
you
the
just, I
Dodgers,
can't keep up with you.
no, the Dodgers only aired on like one certain like cable, like it was like Time Warner or something for like 3 years. What are you supposed to do when you can't watch your home
Yeah.
team? So you resort to watching other teams. I watched a lot of Braves baseball. Now I'm a Braves fan over the Dodgers. I don't have anything of the Dodgers. I only have Braves stuff, everyone. It's fine. Don't worry. It's
I'm gonna need like a I'm gonna need a spreadsheet with all of the teams and everything. I can't keep up.
Can't keep up. It's okay. It's
But
exciting.
just to clarify, I will always and forever be a Blackhawks fan. That's it. I will
Yeah.
endure the tough times because sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah, you're in deep. And
Yeah.
speaking of deep, you could be a Kraken fan because this thing is sick. You need to explain this whole thing. You have
Oh
this sick
my
little write-up.
God. Okay, the Kraken had their home opener. First of all, this building, which I did not know, the arena, is actually subterranean, which means they built like a hole in the ground. So you enter the arena on ground level, and then you take like escalators down that quote, descend into the deep, the Kraken's natural habitat. And then they're goal horn actually came from a decommissioned Washington State ferry. So the horn is like a boat horn. And
Right.
then their goal song is Lithium from the Seattle-based Nirvana. And so they all sing, I can't do it. I didn't get to look up the song because this Lithium song makes me think of Glycerine, which is not the same band and very different, but I hear Glycerine in my head when I hear the song Lithium. So I can't figure out the yeah's that go with the goal scoring song. Also, the Kraken, because they're the 32nd team in the league and 32,000 people bought season tickets, Todd Lewicki, the CEO of the team, actually retired the number 32 on the home opener and hung that jersey in the rafters in honor of that, which I thought was really cool because I don't, do you remember if Vegas did that? Did they like retire 31 or anything like that?
No, they didn't. And when I saw that they had retired 32, I was like, that's a weird play. Like, that just seems odd. Like, why are you just hanging up a banner for no reason, talking to me, obviously. And but then like the more I think about it and like reading this little write-up and now hearing you talk about it, it's like they're so tight-knit with like their whole like marketing like push and
Oh,
everything. And I'm
yeah.
just like, all right, yeah, cool. And your jersey's sick. I freaking love Octopus, so I feel like I'm not gonna be a Kraken fan, but I will support them because that is awesome.
They're
That whole
super
thing's so
cool.
cool.
I
Yeah.
know. I really want to go to a game there. I have to figure that out.
Maybe we should meet up and go to a Kraken game.
Okay, that might be better. We were talking pre-show about going, having me meet Breezy and her family in Nashville for one of the outdoor games. And I think actually this is a better play. I think this is a better play.
I think Seattle would be cool. Plus, they have like, aren't they called like the Seattle Catacombs? Like, there's like a town underneath the town, and you can go do like whiskey tasting.
Ooh, I like
Yeah.
this.
Honey, I'll get you to drink some whiskey with me.
I will have to sip some and try it for sure. But
Yep.
I'm more excited about the coffee because, like, I'm a big coffee person. So,
Yeah. Speaking of
we'll do a
coffee,
little bit of both.
I have like my giant coffee here. I got this from Nashville. It's called like Buttermoon Coffee or something. It is so good.
Looks cool. Is it? Is
It's
there?
good.
Do they put butter in it or no? Like
No,
bulletproof
it's just
coffee?
no. Oh, I hate bulletproof coffee.
I
That
don't
stuff's
like it either.
gross. I'm just like, why is it oily?
Yeah, it didn't taste right to me.
No, I was trying to get my brain to be boosted in the morning, and Bulletproof is not the thing. Celsius, on the other hand, that's the thing right there.
That's the thing. Speaking of waking up and going to sleep, I have to tell you, I had the weirdest dream about Matthew Tkachuk last night.
Okay.
Mr. Smolder himself was being super cute and flirty with me and so nice and helpful. Also, Ringo was in the dream. I don't know why. I don't remember the details, but I do remember dreaming about Matthew Tkachuk. And I was like, I really get why Breezy is into this guy. He's actually, like, I could date him. I could see myself dating him, at least in my literal dreams I could.
Wow.
I don't know what to tell you. But his brother has some big news.
He does. Homeboy went to the bank. And when he went to the bank, he decided he was just going to buy himself a recliner to reward himself.
After signing his 7-year contract.
Yeah, that's worth, how much was it again? $57.5 million. I just went to go buy himself a recliner.
That's like the guy with Boston, whose name is escaping me, who just said he was going to buy, Charlie McAvoy, I think, was going to buy his dog a bunch of bones.
Yeah.
I was like, I love these guys. I love hockey. I love this situation. I love all of this.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know what I would buy. Like, if I just signed like a big contract, like what would you buy?
A pair of Christian Louboutins.
Oh.
It's been on my list for a very long time. When I have a really big, like when I sign a really big deal or contract or whatever, that's what I'm buying myself.
Oh, okay.
The red bottoms. I have no idea what I would
get. Yeah, red bottoms, of course.
Because
yeah.
It's just, you know, something super extravagant that's not actually necessary, but are super special and fancy fun, you know?
And if they make you feel good, why not?
Exactly. I'll just walk around my house in them, because where the fuck am I going?
You're gonna go get yourself a cannoli.
Exactly. In my Louboutins. You really don't know what you would buy. You wouldn't buy like some kind of smoker or autographed Yossi or like a... Is Yossi on Cameo?
I don't think so.
Dang, we got to get him on there.
That'd be cool. That would be cool. No, but I would I say like you could...
I don't know. You really don't know?
I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe... Okay.
Let's pretend we're at a press conference and you have just signed a $57.5 million 7-year contract to play with the Sens. Okay. Rachel Kopchak with the House of Hockey podcast for Breezy Boudreau. Breezy, what's the first thing you're going to buy once that check clears in your bank account?
I'll go with a, why don't we do a pontoon boat? There we go.
Headline, Breezy to buy pontoon boat, live extravagant life with her signing bonus. Oh.
Yeah. That's the most ridiculous thing. Just a pontoon boat.
I love it. As long as I'm allowed to come on board. NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Just bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and you win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win. With promo code THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network, this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required, one per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, I have to talk about Marcus Foligno, Uncle Moose, right? Right? They call him Uncle Moose?
They call him Uncle Moose.
Can we talk about the fact that he's throwing Superman punches on the ice? That was the first punch he threw against Brendan Dillon of the Winnipeg Jets when they got into a scuffle on the ice. He full on jumped and threw a Superman punch. If you don't know what that is, look up the clip. What's happening in this league? Like, the league has gone completely bonkers after these two totally bizarre seasons we've had, and now this is happening. Yeah. Did you see that?
I did. I just saw the social clip of it, and I was like, oh, jeez.
This is what we're doing. The second headline I have to bring up about Marcus Foligno is that it's Halloween time, and we all know that hockey players take Halloween very seriously. They party. They take their costumes seriously. They don't half-ass it in any way, shape, or form. And Marcus Foligno went as Ted Lasso with his either wife or girlfriend. I don't know what she is, but she went as Keeley from the show Ted Lasso. If you haven't been watching Ted Lasso, you need to get on this bandwagon because it is the best flipping show ever. And I love Ted Lasso, and I love Marcus Foligno even more than I did in the past.
Wow.
Do you watch Ted Lasso?
No.
I should give you my Apple ID so you can watch it. It's so good.
Is it?
It's so good. Also, Ted Lasso reference was made during the TNT broadcast against Biz. Somebody tweeted that Biz looks like one of the players on the team from the TV show. And Biz is like, who's that? And they're like, Ted Lasso. He's like, that's Ted Lasso. And they were like, no, that's one of the other players on the show. And he was like, whatever. But he does look just like him. So if anybody watches Ted Lasso, you'll appreciate that. If you don't, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But you know what show I'm sure people have heard of is freaking Ghostbusters.
Totally.
And Michael Delzato. And who else was on that? It was Michael Delzato, Drake Batherson, mm-hmm. Josh Norris, and Tyler Ennis. They went as the Ghostbusters.
Who's the one in the ghost costume?
Tyler Ennis is the ghost.
So good.
Oh, man.
I'm just so happy that, like, these photos are public now, because obviously the last year or two or whatever, there weren't Halloween parties. I mean, maybe there were, maybe there weren't, but not to this degree. And I'm just so happy they're back.
They're pretty funny. They are pretty funny. It's spooky season, and it's just the best time of year.
I know. Are you doing anything for Halloween?
No, it came up so fast. Like, I don't even know. I don't even think I watched one single scary movie this season.
That's very unlike you, because you are a big scary movie person.
I know.
And you love, like, haunted shows and out-of-towners and murder stories. Like,
I do, yeah. I heard The Shining on the TV in the other room when I was getting a glass of water, and I was like, I gotta get on that.
Well, I'm not doing anything for Halloween either, but I feel like I sort of celebrated yesterday because I went with Aunt Tony and another friend of ours, Gloria, to Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh.
And if you don't know, but Salem is, you know, very well known for the witch trials back in the 1800s, and the town is just really old, and it is definitely a touristy, like, situation. They close off the streets, like, some of the main streets. There's, like, a festival in a park with tents where people are selling all kinds of, like, witchy type of stuff, like crafts and art and paintings. But we went, all three of us went to go see a psychic medium. And I've been to mediums before. This medium was phenomenal. She pulled through two of my grandparents that have crossed over, who all had things to say to me and messages to deliver, and they were spot on with everything they had to say. And then the other mediums that Aunt Tony and our friend Gloria went to also spot flipping on. So if you want a medium or a psychic reading or anything like that, let me know, DM me at the Hockey Lady on Instagram, and I will connect you with them, because they were phenomenal. And then Tony and I had our aura readings, a picture of our aura taken, which I'm sure a lot of people have just eye rolled me, because they're like, there's a filter for that on Instagram, isn't there? No, bitch, there isn't. It's a special thing. So I had my aura picture taken, and I have green and yellow and blue energy, which basically says I'm a healer. Which I was like, well, I'm not a doctor. And they were like, no, you can heal people in like the non-traditional way, and just by talking to people or smiling at them or, you know, whatever. So it was really interesting. There was all kinds of people in costumes, walking the streets, people wearing so many witch hats. I can't even begin to tell you. People just really embody this whole thing. But it was, you know how you have a tough time in big crowds? I also have a tough time in big crowds. And there was like hundreds, it felt like hundreds of thousands of people.
Oh my gosh.
And by the end of the day, I was like, we have to get out of here. I can't stand one more minute. It was like 30 minutes to get into a store. Like just these like tchotchke stores. You had to wait in line just to go look at shit that you don't actually need in a bunch of these stores. But it's like big business for this really, really, really small town. But I feel like the people watching and looking at the costumes and stuff like that was, I did the Halloween, and I also bought a bag of candy corn and have already eaten it. So I'm good. I'm done. I checked the boxes. I'm good.
Gotcha. Candy corn. That's your go-to
for Halloween. I love a bag of candy corn, but the one with the pumpkins in it too. Cause I like
the pumpkins taste the best.
For sure, but not the chocolate candy corn. That's pretty gross. I throw those away.
Yeah, no, that's gross.
But that's where I'm at, guys. That's what I did. So, you know.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. Will I ever go back again during Halloween? Never. You couldn't pay me.
Yeah.
You could not pay me. There were so many people there. I want to go back and get a longer reading done from the medium, because they were doing them in like 20-minute increments. And so you get a lot, but you definitely could use like a 45-minute reading. So
you almost need two of them. You got to book back to back.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, we didn't know how they were going to do, right? We're in this like town of Salem that has become super touristy and super, you know, a lot of the mystery about it, I think, has been taken away. And so we were like, we don't know if this is going to be hokey or what, you know, and they were legit.
That's crazy.
Because all three of us, two of us had the same medium, one of us didn't. And we all had like super spot on. It's very specific, detailed readings.
Wow. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
So that's where I'm at. That's what's awesome. Going on.
Well, I'm glad you are now aware that you are a healer.
Everyone's like, Rachel is a healer? Are you sure about that?
You're very good at giving advice. I will say that.
Okay.
You're a very good advice giver. You have helped me a lot. Okay. So that's good. So I would say, yeah, maybe healer.
In like a different kind of way, in like the non-traditional way.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes that's all you need.
You know, you're right.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else we need to cover? No.
Well, I have one more note here because I thought it was pretty funny. It made me laugh this entire week. The LA Kings may not win a game, but they are winning at social media. because they are always pretty good at witty comebacks and whatnot. But Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker just got engaged this past week, and they posted this photo of themselves in like this huge ring of roses with the ocean in the back, and it's captioned "Forever." Well, the LA Kings decided to crop out Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker and put Dustin Brown and Anshay Kopitar hugging each other with the caption "Forever." And it just, I die every time I see it.
I saw that and I was like, oh, yes, LA Kings social media team. Welcome to the club. Welcome.
There we go.
To stepping up your A game on the social media clapbacks, because this is what we need from you.
It is. It is. And it made my week. So thank you to their social team.
Kudos. Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey Podcast. We'll be back next week.